Hello, my friends, and welcome to the podcast. The title of this podcast might have you a little confused. How to disappoint others and why it matters. I was listening to a podcast, and Dr. Julie Hanks was talking about disappointment. She said, as an adult, it is your job to disappoint others. So let that sink in for a moment. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought that you should disappoint people? Or that that was even an option? Haven't we always been taught to serve one another, to love one another? How can disappointing others possibly fit into the framework of a healthy relationship? Well, let's first talk about what disappointment even is. Of course, I went to the Google and it said that disappointment is sadness or displeasure caused by the non-fulfillment of one's hopes or expectations. So if disappointment is sadness or displeasure because our expectations aren't met, the reason it matters and why we should disappoint others is because it is inevitable as humans that our expectations and our wants are not going to match up with another's expectations and wants. And we need to get good at letting other people be disappointed. Because if we don't, then the alternative is to be constantly and continually disappointing yourself. And with that disappointment comes on shame and pretending and being fake and kind of changing who you are or never really becoming who you are. Because we get this phobia of disappointment. And I've been trying to articulate in my mind of why disappointment is so scary and why we don't like to feel it. The only thing I can come up with is that it is uncomfortable and that it is a very primal need that is hardwired within us to belong. And that disappointment feels like a disconnection. And it's a lot of the reason why teenagers lie to their parents, because they don't want them to feel disappointed. And it's why we do things like tell little white lies in a social setting. Why we say yes when we mean no. Why we try to manage other people's emotions, because that disappointment and that disconnection feels so intense to us. Okay, so I hear you thinking, Becky, if it's so uncomfortable and intense feeling, why would I want to do that? Well, we would want to do that because it helps us be in integrity with ourselves. It helps us be authentic and genuine and real. It helps with personal growth. And spoiler alert, it helps create resentment-free relationships. Allowing other people to be disappointed with you helps with resentment. That's the goal of this podcast. So this is definitely a topic that I want to bring up and that I want to talk about. So you're thinking now, okay, how do we do that, Becky? Well, I'm so glad you asked. The first thing that you want to do in order to disappoint others is first, you got to know what you want. I have heard so many women say that they have been meeting everyone else's needs for so long that they don't even know what they want. And I've been there. So the first thing is to really get real with yourself and understand what you want and what you need. And be honest with yourself. Even if it's something where you're like, well, I shouldn't want that, or a good person wouldn't want that, you need to be honest with yourself, because if you don't know what you want, then you can't move forward. Now, along with knowing what you want is setting boundaries. Now, we've talked about boundaries a lot, or I've talked about boundaries a lot on this podcast. The first thing you need to know about boundaries is they're all about what you want. They're about deciding what you will and what you will not do. I heard a fantastic example of this the other day. A friend of mine said that her family wanted to go hiking, the kind of hiking where you take a backpack and you have your tent and all your food and you go hiking and then you camp at the end of the hike and then you pack up the next day and you hike back. She said that her family did go hiking and she hiked up with them, but then she hiked back and stayed in a hotel. And the reason she did that was because she didn't want to stay overnight. That wasn't her thing. She didn't want to camp. She was honest, said what she would do and what she wouldn't do. Hey, I am willing to hike in with you. I'm willing to help carry your packs. I'm not sure if she helped gather all the stuff or if she helped fix the food. I'm not sure about that. But I know she was willing to hike in. She said what she would do. And then she was willing to hike back out and stay in a hotel. And then she had to hike back in again. But she was willing to do that. And she knew where her line was. And she knew what she wanted. She was honest about it. Now, I'm guessing that her family might have been disappointed that she didn't stay overnight. And I'm guessing that she was able to manage that disappointment, that she was able to let them be disappointed. Okay, number two, you need to build emotional tolerance for other people's negative emotion. Kind of goes along with the story I just told you, right? Now you can start small. It doesn't have to be a big family camp or hike. It can be something as small as your child is disappointed with what you fixed for dinner. And instead of trying to fix it or make them happy, you allow them to be disappointed. You might have to work your way up. Cynthia Winward said that she has often told her kids, "It's not my job as a parent to make your wildest dreams come true." I thought that was a really great phrase and again made me think, because there's a lot of times in my life that I actually thought that was my job, that I needed to do everything to help them have the best life they can have, that I was responsible for that. So it helped me to just kind of step back and go, oh, okay. What is my responsibility? What is not responsibility? What do I want to take on? What I do not want to take on? Which leads to number three. We are dealing with real life humans here, right? And their emotions. So when this actually happens, how are you going to deal with it? How are you going to help them understand that it is okay for them to be disappointed in you? So not only is it okay for you to allow their disappointment, it's okay for them to feel the disappointment. For this, number three is reflection of feeling. In other words, name it to claim it. Name the feeling. I'm guessing you're feeling disappointed. It's okay that you are disappointed in me. You give them permission to feel how they feel about it. And you can even ask them, how do you feel about it? Do you want to discuss that with me? I think it's such a crucial life skill that you could be teaching your children, that you can be honing for yourself. So just to recap, number one on how to disappoint others is know what you want. Number two, build emotional tolerance. And number three, reflection of feeling. Name it and give them permission to feel it. Okay, now apply this to yourself. Where can you disappoint someone this week? Now, I do have to give a caveat. We are not trying to make people's lives miserable. We are not saying that our choices don't affect other people. We are not saying that we are selfish and we don't care how our actions affect others. It's not any of those things. It is the line, right, between us. It is the resistance in a relationship, right, of wanting to belong to the other person or to the group, and also belonging to ourselves. So this is about finding that fine line. And where that line is if you are starting to water yourself down, self-sabotage, give up a piece of you, a part of you, just to keep the peace, then that's when you know you have crossed that line. And that's when you know that it's okay for them to be disappointed. So thank you again, my friends, for listening. Be sure to click on the link in the show notes. Sign up for a free, resentment-free relationships chat, 20 minutes or less, and let's get to the heart of what's going on with you. Thanks so much for listening, and bye for now.